HELOC 4 years ago. It doesn't need the flamboyance of a challenger. What will appeal is the high road, and that you should cover the accomplishments, and then look to the future as to what can be done. Make the case that you build a foundation to build a new world and to build a new America. But we're just now able to move in to do it, and that's what we're looking to down here. And I said, well, what about the danger of the Dewey complex? Because he's the one that's worrying about complacency and all that. And he said, well, this is totally different because Nixon is president. Dewey was the president. He said, you've got to say enough that fires up your campaign workers. That's the one that
Dewey.
I know. And I said, well, should he get into the issues? He said, yes, but never call McGovern's name.
Why does everybody say that?
I know.
Sure,
they said, but everybody puts it in there.
Of course, we never do. We're never going to.
He said, you should contrast the socialistic welfare state versus America, where you can start at the bottom and work to the top. The only way the government's plan would work is under a dictatorship. It should not be too long.
Yeah.
You should always
there's your trouble. So you get into the record, you've got 30 or 40, 50 minutes.
That's about all he had on the speech. I really don't think I can add anything. The president's the one who knows what to say. And he didn't add anything. It's interesting. He had spent the weekend at Johnson's, and he felt that he had helped him modify his endorsement. He said, Johnson wants you to know that he's selling his television station. He announced later this week. Billy thinks Johnson doesn't think he has much more time to live, and he's getting affairs in order. He talked to Billy quite a bit about death. He's selling it to the LA Times. And he's giving his home and all his facilities and everything to the National Park System. I want you to know that also.
Politics. right.
He's absolutely right,
and I totally agree with him. But I don't think the average person knows what the Christ intellectual elite is. Don't you agree?
And I don't think they all think it's bad. I don't think some of those who know what it is, I don't think they realize how bad it is.
What we really come down here. Scratched it up. okay with doing it the other way.
Just hit those, you make your case on each of those three issues, and then you go to the wrap up.
Well, foreign policy, you finish on that.
Sure, finishes your speech.
Crap around about peace, building a new world, and as we get peace, and then we do all these nice, wonderful domestic things that everybody's for. But I mean, you understand, Bob, that they just can't imagine the bullshit that's over here. It's just environment.
Make a difference.
The fact that there was a group of people.
They think
I don't think you should say one word about what a mess things were when you came in.
Critical decision on you. The other way you can get at it through saying just to say that when you talk about what you believe in, I'm not going to go on the record. I'm simply saying I'm not satisfied. You know, we've made great progress with that bullshit.
Pessimistic, though. I don't think you need to be not satisfied so much as you need to be encouraged by the opportunities.
in right either.
There are those who will call on us to forsake our responsibilities in the way. This is the way you can handle a government. We will allow the promise of ease and abundance and all. We won't abandon those who brought it to our protection. Our system is wrong. We should adopt a scheme so radical. Money and pump 210 interest will be on the government bill. The choices we make are too hard to judge for the people on our election day to judge for the history. Many folks talk to Franklin Delano Roosevelt, Thomas Jefferson, Harry S. Truman, John F. Kennedy, and President who was very mentioned in the Justice Our party arguments had differences between the figures. They were part of the tradition of America. Broad is our great honor.
You shouldn't salute past presidents. That's going to be generally.
I may, but in a different way. And not to screw them, but to screw them. Each was an innovator. None let himself be captured by a radical leader. Each was an idealist. This is strong for Christ, but also realist. Each sought peace and belief. And then he goes on. There was another great American, Ed Lacy Stevenson, who said, as I say tonight, let's talk sense to the American people. Well, I'd like to repeat on that. Now, I can't get up there and talk about Ed Lacy Stevenson. Shit out of as a great American.
And who everybody in that hall
copy,
and who everyone in that hall
despises. And then copy his thing. Let's talk sense to the American people. Let's talk sense about peace and how we achieve it. Now what the Christ does that mean? Let's talk sense about the budget and how we control it. Let's talk sense about taxes and how we keep them right. Let's talk sense about jobs and prosperity and how we boost them. Let's talk sense about crime, let's talk sense about schools.
You can't do a
lot. Talk sense about government. The world we watch.
That ain't nobody going to know what you said when it's done or care. Nope. It sounds like the standard State of the Union address. Here are all the things we did last year and here are all the things we're going to do this year.
I've never made one quite standard, you know.
No, I know.
Mine's been better than that.
I'm not talking about yours. I'm talking about the standard ones. And options. I would sure go for the what you say is the easy one, but it doesn't seem to me it necessarily is, but it's sure the effective one. Draw the difference.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Another way you could do it. Thank you.
going through the standard, all the stuff we've done, or all the promises of what we're going to do, and instead goes into what we believe, really. I think people will respond to that. It's, in a sense, it's non-political. Maybe it's because it's the most political approach of them all. It's not political because it isn't. It is promises and attacks. It's attacks in a sense of setting forth the differences and saying, you decide.
You know, you might do this.